this is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
What did I do? I gave him children, I quit school, I have sex with him however, whenever he wants it. I cook, I clean, I'm home when he gets there. Like, I don't understand.
It's not you, Liv. Sometimes men just do it because they can.
Michael has always been arrogant, but I accepted him because you loved him. And I love you, so I just kept my mouth closed for your happiness. In high school, he had every cheerleader, track star, basketball star, and captain or president of whatever. All the girls knew he was a dog, but they still got with him just to say they had Michael Pierce.
I'm so stupid.
You are far from stupid. Don't you ever say that, okay? You were doing your part as wife and mother. This is on Michael.
So she's a doctor, huh? When his black ass was sick, I was his doctor. When our kids are sick, I'm the stay-at-home nurse. How could he?
Men don't really ever have a reason. They just do.
We can find this hoe and beat her ass if you want to.
She may not even know about Liv and the kids. Look at this picture. He's not even wearing his ring.
This mother.
Exactly. We always want to go and get in the woman's face, but 9 times out of 10, the men never admit to being married. Or they say that they're going through a rough time right now, or it's complicated. If it's that complicated, bitch, just leave.
There were no signs that he was unhappy. So you tell me, Blue, how did my husband end up in bed with another woman?
Well, you're gonna have to ask him that.
What do you mean?
Where did you tell Michael we were spending my birthday this year?
I told him we may shoot off to Vegas, knowing you. But when I got your text that we would be here, I never told him anything different. Why?
Because he's here in Atlanta.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the pictures are from the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead. He's here with her and they've been together for the past 3 days. I'm sorry, Liv.
Then let's go.
I'll drive.
No, we're not going over there, okay? You can move with noise or you can move in silence. You have the facts, but what are you going to do with them? You mess up when you move on emotion. Are you prepared to divorce him and walk away? Or will you get over it and forgive him and go on with your life together?
Forgive him? He's lucky if I don't kill him.
See, that's emotion talking.
Then what am I supposed to do? Huh? What am I supposed to do then, Blue?
I think what Blue is trying to say is, if you are speaking out of hurt and you just gonna stay with Michael, then it's not worth it right now for you to confront him, especially if you're going to just take him back when it's all said and done. But if you have a plan to take the information and prepare to divorce him with no questions, then yes, you can confront him and then be done with it. But it's hard when you have kids together.
We have kids, and?
But you'll be the one explaining to the kids what's going on with their mom and dad. Why daddy isn't living there anymore, or why you're crying all the time. I work with a lot of mothers and wives doing what I do. I do the work, I get paid, and then months later, they're back with their spouses. And there's no refunds over here, okay? I guess they're just content knowing, and then they just try to work past it for the family.
I'm not telling them anything, because I'm not the one who broke our family. He did.
So what is your plan then? What would you like to do?
I would like to beat his ass and hers. That is what I would like to do.
You want to go to the spa? Blue has a private hookup.
I just want to maybe go for a ride, clear my head. I promise I won't go over to the hotel without you two. Just in case I go to jail, it'll be with people that I know. Deal?
Deal.
I think it's a bad idea, okay? I don't think you should be alone right now, period.
I'm fine, Blue. I promise. I'm just going to go for a ride, call my parents, try to figure some things out. I promise.
Okay, but you better call me in 1 hour. If you don't, I have a tracking device on my car. I will find you.
You just like the police.
No, I'm better than the police.
Think she's gonna be okay?
Nope. This is Blue.
You, me, your office, 30 minutes.
Mathis, I don't have to... Hello? Hello?
What's wrong?
That was Mathis. He said me, you, your office in 30 minutes and then hung up.
Then I guess you better get going.
I don't have time for this right now. Olivia is not okay.
I'll stay here. You go there. Ooh, I wonder if he'll be naked in the elevator waiting for you.
You came.
You called.
I did.
What's up?
I missed you.
Mathis, you don't miss me. You barely even know me.
That's fair, but I still missed you.
Okay, what do you miss?
Well, for starters, the way you smile when you're trying not to blush.
Okay, that's cute. What else?
I also like the way you breathe when you're uncomfortable because I may be invading your personal space.
I'm not uncomfortable at all when you're close to me, thank you.
Really?
Really.
What about now? You always leave home with no panties on?
It's hot in Georgia.
Feels like you're hot all over.
I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
Okay. Will you stop by my place later?
I can't promise you that. I had to tell one of my best friends today that her husband is cheating on her, and I really need to spend some time with her before she goes back home to deal with that.
Damn. Is she gonna be okay?
Liv is tough, you know, but she loves her family.
It's crazy that men don't value women and marriage the way they used to.
Yeah. But, come on. I'll walk you to your car.
No, but I'll walk you to your car.
Whatever, Mathis. Come on. Liv! Hey, you okay?
I'm fine. You okay?
I'm fine. How was your ride?
It was amazing. I talked to my parents and the kids. I called Michael, but he didn't answer, so I left him a message.
You ready to talk?
I'll play it for you.
Wait, you recorded your message? I'm confused.
He'll remember everything I said. Girl, he's calling me back now. He's called like 10 times. I keep sending him a voicemail, though. Guess he should have made himself available when I first called him.
Olivia, please tell me you did not.
What? Call Tyrone? I sure did. And when I said my ride was amazing, it was amazing. His name matches every part of his white chocolate body. Just like I thought it would. Listen to what I said to Michael's cheating ass. Yes, Tyrone.
Oh, shit, yes. Olivia.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You want some wine?